KSL News Time 6:09, triple team traffic on this Wednesday morning. Good morning to you, Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning, Brian. Looking at what appears to be a fairly minor crash southbound I-15, but it's right where the 7200 south and 215 on-ramps merge onto southbound 15 heading towards 90th south. So they're both in the Gore area, the highway patrol and the crash, so I don't think it's going to be a problem, but just be aware and we'll see if it changes. Northbound 15 looks just fine. Point of the Mountain to downtown Salt Lake City will only take you 15-minute KSL travel time along the main line. 215 on both sides of the valley, looking good heading north. Eric Butler.
Off to a good start in Utah County. No problems if you're northbound from Spanish Fork and Springville up through American Fork and Lehigh. No accidents or delays. If you're heading through the mountains, I-80 is looking sharp from Park City down into the valley, and if you're heading on US 189 from Heber City into Orem, you've also got no impediments to your drive. Heather?
Well, we're getting enough cars on the roads now that we're seeing some delay as people stop at traffic lights on US 89. This is right around Fruit Heights. Looks like enough cars have stopped the light there. It's causing some backup. But then I-15 still at good speeds, 30 minutes from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake with no problems on Legacy Parkway. Don't miss the special 50th season firesides and concerts and the Mormon Miracle Pageant, June 16th through the 25th, except Sunday and Monday. Free to the public, visit mormonmiracle.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.